the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog met with Iranian officials Thursday in Tehran in the latest effort to resolve long-standing questions about the country's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA chief Yukiya Amano, held talks with the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani. The meeting in Tehran comes as negotiators from Iran and a group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany work in Vienna toward a comprehensive agreement that would limit Iran's nuclear activity in exchange for sanctions relief. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says he will resign his post if Greek voters approve Sunday's referendum on bailout terms demanded by the country's European creditors. Varoufakis said in a televised interview Thursday that if Greece accepts the EU creditors' bailout proposal on Sunday, he will not be finance minister the following day. Varoufakis said he expects Greeks to reject the bailout proposal, which would require tax increases and spending cuts in exchange for further aid. On Wednesday, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said he is sticking with plans for Sunday's referendum, but expressed willingness to accept terms much like those his government has previously rejected. In response, German Chancellor Angela Merkel again said there will be no more negotiations until the outcome of Sunday's referendum is clear. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing on Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline for repaying $1.8 billion. This is VOA News. Kidnapping has for years been rife in Nigeria's oil-producing Niger Delta, but experts say the practice is now common across much of the country and kidnappers are becoming less discerning about their targets. Chris Stein reports from Dakar.
It used to be that kidnappers would target only rich Nigerians and expatriates, mostly those working in the oil industry in the southern Niger Delta region. But security experts say it is not just foreigners and the wealthy who are at risk. Last May, prominent Nigerian author Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's father was kidnapped as he was traveling in the country's southeast. She later wrote that his kidnappers told him he was targeted because his daughter was believed to be wealthy. An Argentine man was grabbed last month in the north-central Niger state. Last February, kidnappers abducted an American woman from Kogi state in the country's center. Both were later released. But Michael Klein, senior analyst with risk consultancy Drum Cusack, says kidnappings have been reported in about half of Nigeria's 36 states. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
British oil giant BP agreed Thursday to pay $18.7 billion to settle the damage claims from the worst oil spill ever in the United States, BP's massive 2010 oil drilling blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. In an agreement reached with the United States Justice Department and five Gulf Coast states along the country's southern shores, BP said it would pay about $1 billion a year over the next 18 years. The blowout, 1.6 kilometers below the surface, set off an explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon oil rig that killed 11 people and immolated the rig. Over several weeks, more than 3 million barrels of oil spewed into the Gulf before authorities were finally able to cap the well. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 223,000 jobs in June, and the unemployment rate was down 0.2 percentage points to 5.3%. That is the lowest jobless rate since 2008. Thursday's report from the Labor Department says job gains were seen in business services, health care, and the retail trade. Job losses continued in the mining sector, including the petroleum industry, which has been hit hard by falling oil prices. Philippine officials say at least 36 people are dead, dozens more missing after a ferry capsized in the central part of the country. The Kim Nirvana was carrying 189 people on Thursday when officials say it went down only a kilometer from shore. The Coast Guard says at least 127 people have been rescued. Divers are searching the partially submerged vessel for at least 26 others who remain missing. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA.